TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Anything that gets in up underneath the gut, Tim, that's a low blow.
I mean, I have to do a pretty big reach to get down and then thrust back up.
Well, you are pretty fucking short.
Oh!
Turn it back around.
In your face.
You know what else is in Tim's face? My balls.
Are they, Andy? I don't think they are. I think they're in wherever you live.
Yeah, Caitlin, keep showing them to me.
Oh, they're in her purse.
That's kind of weird.
You can't do nothing without Z's. Why are you German, Caitlin? Because!
Nein!
She's not German. She is Ukrainian. Oh, we call Ukrainian people bulls. German is like calling black person N-word. I churched it up.
Yay?
Yay.
I have his balls because he cannot be trusted with them.
You really can't, Andy.
What?
You sit on them. You can't be trusted to protect those things.
Every day they are getting flatter and flatter. Soon they will not be balls. They will just be pieces of round paper.
I have bowl like pancake.
Why do you have furry round pancake? It's not his husband's balls.
This is dumb. Shall we sync up?
Sure.
Why are we thinking up? I don't know what the voice this is. It's kind of
wow.
Like,
wow. Yikes.
Do you remember? What was that?
That was like a bad Woody Allen.
When I was kind of doing an accent. Was it Russian accent? And I just was fucking it up. It was like, I think someone's joking a Russian accent and I could not get it.
I vaguely remember, but I cannot come up with any more details.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's sync up. We can not come up with details later in the episode.
Excellent.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we read some listener email, Andy tries to train a new person at his job, Noah has to celebrate Black People Day, and I do push-ups. What? Why? Anyway, when you hear this sound...
Arnold Schwarzenegger is masturbating.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
TanCast, back again. Blah, 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 blah.
There you go. Who invited this into our house, Andy?
You did, Andy.
It was already here. We got here and it was waiting in the garage with a knife.
No.
With a knife?
Yes.
You encouraged it, Andy. You nurtured it. You grew
it. You were the one who invented this vampire inn.
Probably.
And none of you called me out on the fact that I said invented, which is not how you say invited, but that's all right. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy.
Otherwise known as Time, the Tune, and Fanfach.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm the N in TanCast. Yeah. And we hear this sound.
I knew it!
That means there's a link in the show notes.
Either that or Arnold Schwarzenegger is masturbating. In the show notes.
Wow, that's a cold tip.
The noise sounded funny this week.
I will blow a big enough lull, you call these the show nuts.
Woo. So, okay. Rise I feel like we have not done this for weeks. We should do some tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Shoot all your good jokes, we forgot it. You need a funny laugh. Then turn up this podcast, my friends, because it is tan laugh time.
People actually been sending them in.
Tan laughs?
Yes, they're jokes submitted by listeners.
Huh.
And we haven't done it since the New Year, which is why I just played the New Year's jingle, even though this episode is probably going to be released pretty close to February.
We're doing it.
Just find that folder. Tan laughs. There it is, baby. Oh,
male tan
laughs. Look at all them virgin, unused tan laughs. Mm. So many to choose from.
So pert, so ready.
the people send the jokes to, like, either yourmom@tancast.com or fucktards@tancast.com, but the way it cut off on my feed, it said, like, tan laugh from this person via pho.
Via pho. I like to pho. My name is Cha, and I like to pho.
Nice to meet you, Cha. My name is Buh. Would you like to take a ride
I'm
in
Phil.
My truck?
I don't know how to play this game. I'm bad at this. Hi. The person who sent us to us via pho is actually Jonathan. There was this lady who was
Oprah.
Visiting a church.
Sorry.
For some reason, I said that way back in an old episode, and it's always stuck with me.
Okay.
It made sense in the context of that episode, and you're right, now it doesn't. But it had nothing to do with Oprah.
Well, now it does.
Great.
You get a car.
There was this son of a bitch. There was this lady.
You get a car.
She was living in a church. No, she was visiting a church.
You get a joke.
Living in a church.
Shut up.
Weird. Story's weird, Tim.
The sermon seemed to go on forever. Many in the congregation fell asleep. After the service, to be social, she walked up to a very sleepy-looking gentleman, extended her hand in greeting, and said, "Hello, I'm glad he's done." And the gentleman replied, "You're not the only one, ma'am. I'm glad he's done, too."
Got it.
Yeah, Gladys Dunn is her name.
Uh-huh,
glad
uh-huh.
It's done. It's a thing you say.
I get what you're... Mm. I'll put you what you're putting down.
All right, we'll put it up and put it down. And now, who's going to read next?
Let me go last, because I want to do Vridges and also get some listener email in.
All right.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Noah, did you want to do that one?
Nah, it's fine.
All right.
Now Noah's going to do some tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Send in some knock-knock jokes. Send in some yo mama jokes. Send in some damn dick jokes. Because Tim and Noah going to read them to you. Eventually, they're going to read them to you. Send them on in so we can read them to you. YoMom@TanCast.com. Now it's time for tan laughs.
Okay. You just read one from Jonathan. I was just quickly scanning this one to make sure it wasn't the same one you read from Jonathan.
Aha.
But this is also from Jonathan. A little boy...
I gathered that.
What?
I gathered that.
A little boy was at a relative's wedding. As he was coming down the aisle, he would take two steps, stop, and turn the crown, alternating between brides and groom sides. While facing the crowd, he would put his hands up like claws and roar. So it went step, step, roar. Step, step, roar. All the way down the aisle. As you can imagine, the crowd was near tears from laughing so hard by the time he reached the pulpit. Little boy, however, was getting more and more distressed from laughing. He was also near tears by the time he reached the pulpit. When asked what he was doing, the child sniffed and said, "I was being the ring bearer."
I saw it coming. I don't know why it was so stupid. I think
sometimes
having a kid...
you just need a stupid joke.
Yeah. Except my child has never done stuff like that. Instead, that's sort of the type of thing that we would try to trick him into doing. Let's teach him wrong and then see what happens.
You're a weird guy, Andy. Weird guy.
And now, Andy will read a tan laugh.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, cause that'd be the bomb. Write it on up and mail it to us at YoMom@TanCast.com. Because it's now Tan-Laugh time. Today with the jokes, you know it's just such a grind. So we'll read your jokes now, cause it is Tan-Laugh time. Fasten your seatbelts, baby, it's Tan-Laugh.
Tan Laugh?
I'm doing that because I'm putting Tan Laugh jingles in between all of us just to get rid of some Tan Laugh jingles we haven't played in a while.
I mean, I don't know if you have to get rid of them. They're not like they expire.
They do. They go bad. I'm like, oh man, this fridge is filled with Tan Laugh jingles. They're about to curdle.
Aw. So Fred says, "Hi, Tim, Andy, Noah, and secret fourth Tancaster." Makes me worry that there's somebody else on this call. You guys have been keeping me in the dark. Is this like a job review?
Yeah, you failed.
Are you replacing me?
You're fired, Andy.
Okay.
We're replacing you with Mandy.
Uh-huh.
Potemkin?
Wow. That's a good get. You know what? Fuck it, I'm out.
This show's still going to be just as political as it was.
Yep.
And there's my youngest son screaming his head off.
I mean, as you do.
Mandy Patinkin would have something clever and insightful to say right there, whereas I just go, oh. Yep. Like, yeah, it's a child. It's a kid. Yep, I hear it. So anyways, Bridge says, I'm still listening and love the show, so you have one known listener. Woohoo! That woohoo is from me.
Is he from New Zealand? Is that why?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
I lose track. Here are some Noah Cock jokes. Noah's cock is so big, its maximum... Its maximum occupancy limit is 86, according to the city of San Francisco. Fire marshal says, 87's got to get off. In a minute. Noah's cock is so big... Are we going to do the how big is it every time, or should I just power through?
Just go for it.
Good, good. Noah's cock is so big, it declined an invitation to perform at Trump's inauguration. Trunks. I say that because I'd like to rub my ass all over him. Noah's cock is so big...
How big is it?
...that cover dicks of Noah's cock also declined performing.
Oh. We're going to be doing Noah's dick's biggest hits.
Here's one.
Noah's last big hit killed the dinosaurs. Noah's cock is so big, it's the reason
how
the ocean...
It?
Damn it. It's the reason the ocean is so salty.
Oh. I'm not judging the ocean, guys. I'm serious, man. That's not cool.
Fish fucking there, oh. Noah. Fish fucking there.
That's not cool? I thought... I don't either.
You dirty motherfucker.
Noah's cock is so big, I constantly feel bad that I have to see it out the window.
What's up, Noah's window? Noah's cock.
His cock. Noah's cock. Noah's coke. Noah's cock is so big, it kills more people annually than sharks or bears combined.
What about hippopotamus?
It doesn't say anything about hippos, Noah.
I think the implication is that your cock is the hippopotamus.
Oh.
Oh, just raging?
Well, no, you know how they do that statistic where they'd be like, hippopotamus has killed more people than blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they were replacing that with your dick.
Yep. Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Noah's cock is so big, it attended several different women's marches at the same time. Whew. Now, let's take it down a notch. Something a little more mellow and then immediately sad. Now for some listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
So I know you guys did a top 5 reasons why 2016 sucked, and I wanted to write my number 1. My dad lost his fight with cancer. Can I get a fuck cancer from Andy? Fuck cancer! On December 10th.
Yep. Thirded.
It's unanimous. Motion passes. Fuck cancer.
Cancer is fucked.
He died at home with his family, and he went peacefully as well. He even had a slight smile on his face. But that doesn't stop the immense pain. Oh, Jesus. I listened to you guys while he was alive and after, and the news of your lives helped bring some normalcy to mine. It was like visiting some good friends for a short time, and I wanted to say thank you. Tim, I know your Can't Wait for Christmas podcast is small, but I'm very grateful to you for it. My dad's death being so close to the holidays really made my mom and I give up on Christmas. We were cooking in the kitchen, and I decided that we should listen to the podcast on Christmas Day. I had to remind her that we met you at Captain EO at Disneyland. We both laughed, listened to Kermit, Darth Vader, and Mickey sing Christmas carols and the jokes that you made throughout the show.
I was like, I wonder what episode it was. Oh, there we go.
All right, well, prepare for the feels, Tim. It was the first time we smiled after my dad passed. From there, we decided to have an impromptu Christmas dinner, and we invited whoever would come. So in a way, you helped give us back our Christmas, and I will always be grateful for that. Holy shit. You know, I pre-read it.
Wow.
Sorry, man.
It's okay, buddy.
No, it's okay to have feelings. Apologizing to Reg, because I wasn't the hero you needed. Or I wasn't the narrator you needed. I thought I had this. I'm like, I'm
but
good.
But you're the narrator we deserve, Andy.
Sorry, I don't know how to handle when people tell us that, like, this stupid shit we've been doing for 8.5 years matters.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
In fairness, he was talking about my podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So, Andy, you're good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at that. It's my place. I just stay here, you say? Yeah, will do, Tim. Will do.
Sorry. I was like, oh, this will be the perfect way to break the tension.
Oh, no, now I just feel like a dick.
First, no, I was he said he was listening to us as well.
Yes, I know. That's the part that I was focused on.
But that's not something you share with your mom on Christmas Day. Hey, listen, Mom. This guy's going to talk for 30 minutes about Trump is a piece of shit. La 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 la.
La 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 la. Trump. Okay. Thank you all so much, making our lives, listeners, just that much more better with each episode. Your friend and listener, Vreg, Tancast's number one. It's a Star Trek reference before you ask.
Number one. I have to go number two.
Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You tell that to your boss.
Wow. Thanks. I mean, literally what Andy said before I cut him off at the knees.
I mean, he's at the waist right now, Tim. Like,
I mean, especially that particular episode. I'm like, I'm just gonna do some nonsense.
I mean, isn't that like every episode of us
or Tim?
True.
Or how
but
Tim
like
lives.
Normally the Christmas episode is like I research something, I try and bring some information to it, and then try and present it in some sort of funny way. Whereas that one, I was like, I'm going to do an episode where I just like I have to, because I'm by myself. In order to have like a dialogue, I make these imaginary characters, and like he was saying, like Darth Vader, Mickey Mouse, Kermit the Frog, and George Bailey. And so I had them all just take over the show and start singing Christmas carols. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. But I was laughing myself silly while I was doing it. I was like, okay, I'm going to record myself in a four-part harmony. Darth Vader's obviously singing bass. I'm glad. I mean, it was something I threw together at the last minute, but it was like, it took a lot of time away from doing other stuff, and I was like, no, I really would like to get another episode out right before Christmas, because I think people might want it. I had no idea it might actually be helpful in that way. I just thought I could help somebody burn through 20 minutes of their commute for a day right before Christmas.
It's how to be slightly less bored as you drive.
Exactly. That's my goal. To ease boredom slightly.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
20 minutes of commute, the soul-crushing ennui of the loss of untimely loss of a parent. You know, either way.
Yeah, so I got nothing to add. I mean, yeah, I'm amazed that like people find our blabbering like comforting. But I mean, it's also awesome.
Well, you know what? After a year of, you know, celebrities and icons just dropping dead, it's nice to know that there is one solid rock still left out there in the universe to cling on to.
Which one's that?
Us.
Oh.
Tancast is there for you every single week, except the weeks where we go, fuck it.
It means like you got slammed against it. And your unconscious is where you ended up.
Yes.
If you had a choice, you would have been like, I'd rather get that rock over there. It's got some fruit trees, some fish.
Yeah. When he says something you can cling on to, it's because the tide is coming. This is all you got.
Yep. It's you and me, Pebble. It's you and me.
Why does it smell like shit? So much shit on this rock.
Oh, the rock's dissolving.
Oh, this is a poo pebble. Tancast. We're Poop Pebble.
Tancast, the shit on the rock that you ended up on.
The poop pebble you cling to because, fuck it, the tide's coming in.
I smell some new t-shirts. And also shit. All right. Do we make the pivot into...
Well, I think the end there is we certainly do not know how to respond to, you know, praise or acceptance or...
Real emotions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Vreg.
I think we said that in our own stupid way. Then we immediately pivoted away from it because even the thank you felt like, we're not worthy to thank you for things. Sorry. We were talking about poo in the water.
Thank you and leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels weak.
Unworthy. Yeah, that's what it feels. That's why it feels weak.
Do tell me what I feel. Oh, there go my kids. Oh. My kids.
Speaking of unworthy.
Where are kids going, Tim?
They're going to do some shopping.
Oh, yeah. Shopping.
Not by themselves. Smells with them.
Just walking down the street.
I'm going to go buy some candy.
I'm just going to run around the aisles in circles.
That may yet be on their agenda.
That's what James Dunn does, and it's a delight.
Probably until you want to leave the store. It's like, James, stop, James, stop.
Oh, no. And in the store, it's irritating instantly. I'm like, you're running right towards that person. You're running towards that person. Stop running towards that people.
He just has so much joy, though.
True. Whew. He started to make these angry faces, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's adorable, but infuriating when you're actually trying to get, you know, like, James, you can't do that. Makes this angry face. I'm a little angry guy.
James, you're a quarter black. That's dangerous, buddy.
He passes.
When the revolution comes, they are in place and no one will see it coming.
Yep.
James has blonde hair and blue eyes.
I was going to say,
Black Rage, motherfucker!
I tell you, when the revolution comes, I'll kill my mom first. Just those crackers, I mean business.
Nah, she's got some black in her now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Left it behind.
You just broke a piece off.
Or did you mean, like, right now? Like, is that why the kids are going to the store alone?
Exactly.
Oh, well, welcome to a very
this
special TanCast.
Just got way more sexy. And fictional.
Oh.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Went okay. Yeah. Did I mention that that we're losing one of the guys at work that I work with?
Yes. Yeah,
the guy who's going to take over for you, right?
Well, yeah, so, well, not directly, but I thought that it was going to be, you know, like, now there's two good guys on the team, and I'll leave, and you know, it'll be a little tough, but there'll still be two, you know, strong people, and they'll hire a third, and everything will be okay. Yeah. So, Friday was his last day, and I brought in donuts for everybody, because I thought, you know, that'd be nice for his last day. Well, I should have coordinated, because he also brought in donuts for his last day as, like, a thank you to the team. And his donuts were way better than mine.
Like, did you get, like, those cheap donuts? Like, those little tiny donuts have, like, a waxy... waxy chocolate covering?
No, I went to Dunkin' and I got a wide variety of things. But he went and got, like the fancy ones. Like, there was one that was... salted caramel and balsamic vinegar reduction, and until you taste it, you question it, and then you, like, it's crack. You want all of that in you. You want to put your dick through it. It is so fucking good. And it's got a hole in the middle, too. I mean, it's just so inviting. It was asking for it, I guess, is what I'm saying. And he also brought in, and I guess it can be like a concentrate where, like, you cut it with milk, milk or whatever, but some super, super strong Vietnamese coffee. That was like a cafe au lait, but, like, you know, real slow drip, high concentration. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but it was pretty tasty. I had a little tiny cup of that thing, like maybe 4 or 6 ounces, something like that. And I realized about 15 minutes later, I was like, holy shit, that coffee got me high. like my brain was buzzing. Like, I was seeing new colors and new dimensions that didn't exist anymore. I'm like, I think I taste purple.
Hey, guys, I am high as fuck.
And everyone else was having some of the coffee. Like, other people were like, hey, should I don't know, but should I, do you think I'd like that coffee? I was like, yeah, you're going to like the coffee. Coffee's good. Yeah, get some coffee. Give me some
coffee,
too.
Drink the coffee.
Yeah. So right around lunch, they brought lunch in, too. It was normally just something we do
hey
for
man,
every quarter.
Hey, man, suck your dick for some of that coffee.
I started to make that joke. I was like, hey, man, hey, can you, I started to come down, man. You got any more of that good brown coffee, man?
Yeah, I said,
first day was just free. I'm like, I'll do stuff for coffee.
I'll do things for coffee.
Unspecified.
I would like to keep this
HR's
job, but
this
joke
building.
Is funny.
My manager's standing right over there.
Yeah. So, in addition to his last day, which, you know, is bittersweet, but he's moving to San Diego, so how am I going to be mad at somebody for doing that? Oh, and I told him a whole shitload of things. I was like, okay, so surfing, that's a wintertime activity, so if you want to surf, get yourself at least a wetsuit. But boogie boarding, fun as hell. Give that a try this summer. And, you know, down the list, I told him about the Wild Animal Park, which is, I guess, called the Zoo Safari or something like that, renamed after I left. But yeah, when in lovely San Diego, just ask Andy. He grew the fuck up there.
Did you surf, Andy?
You know, I tried it a couple of times, but I always did it in summertime. You know, I was never, like, super serious about it, and we moved away before I hit my teenage years, which is when a lot of my friends started to do it. So I tried it, but summer waves in San Diego just aren't all that big. Surfing really gets worthwhile in San Diego when there's, like, a big winter storm off the coast.
Okay.
That's when the big, like, surfable waves come in. The more everyone knows.
Ding, ding, boom, blim.
Yeah, so we also, we interviewed a bunch of people to replace him. That takes, like, a weirdly large amount of energy out of me. Like, I think, since I just did it myself, I think it was actually less tiring for me to interview for a job that I wanted than it was to interview somebody for, you know, to basically join my team.
Interesting.
I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. Is that not how it started?
Yeah, a little bit. Sort of like that.
Do you have a
except
black
not at
trench
all.
Coat?
No. No.
Oh.
Business casual.
Bummer.
Yeah. I think what it is it's like when I'm interviewing for those jobs, well, first of all, I don't have the pressure of, you know, like needing a job because I had a job. But when I was going around interviewing for those jobs, it was like, at this point, pushing 40, I know what I can do. And I can talk about what I can do. Like, I'm confident in myself. So I walk in there and it's like, you know, whether they like me or not, or whether they think I'm a good fit or not, I at least know, I know I'm not bullshitting. So I can go in there and, you know, ask questions about their business and actually, like, I can be selective. Are they a good fit for me? Is this a place that I would want to work? You know, I've got that luxury. And that takes a lot of the pressure off. When I'm interviewing somebody to join my team, it's like, this is somebody I'm going to be relying on. This is somebody who, like, if they fuck up, it's going to look bad on all of us. You know, this is an unknown. Like, when I'm walking in interviewing places, I know myself. I know I can do the shit that I say I can do. When someone else is interviewing to join my team, I don't know they can do the shit that they say that they can do.
You got to try to figure that out in a very short amount of time.
Well, see, we got clever. We got burnt. We had a couple of good experiences, and then we got burned one time where... it wasn't like the person, like, misrepresented themselves. I don't want to say it that way, even though I'm not saying their name, and, you know, it doesn't really matter. But still, just to be fair to them, I don't think they misrepresented themselves. I think it was the stuff that we covered in the interview gave us a false sense of security about, like, what their actual capabilities for the job were. And they were more green, I think, than they thought they were, and definitely more green than we thought that they were. So there was a lot of stuff where it was like, this is just going to take less time for us to go do these simple tasks that were handed over, than it would to sit and explain how to do the simple tasks. And we were already overworked and understaffed, which is why we brought a third person in the first place. Yeah. So it wasn't, you know, that this person didn't want to learn. It wasn't that they had, you know, didn't have a good work ethic or whatever. It was just like, it became painfully clear very quickly that the stuff that we were asking them to do was just, like, beyond what they had experienced before, so that it wasn't a good fit. So learning from that, we actually, we give homework. We actually give somebody a little bit of, you know, basically work to do. I mean, it's made up, it's not real work, but you know, just to see, like, what their work output would do. You know, expect it would take our guesstimate, and you know what, I actually should ask some people how long it took them to do it. But our guesstimate is it's probably about 4 to 6 hours from the time that, you know, you, like, first read what the thing is, and then you start thinking about it, and you start plotting out. You know, so it's not like 4 to 6 hours necessarily of work, but, you know, there's time in there of, like, mulling it over and figuring out what's the best way to address this thing. So, yeah, it also means... I mean, I recognize, like, it kind of sucks. Like, hey, I'd really like to work for you guys. Cool, here's homework. But on the other side, it does, we have found it's several times it's saved us from hiring somebody that was not going to cut it. We've had a couple of people where it was, We had a couple of people who were like, that was the eye-opener for them, and they self-selected out. Like, oh, this is what you do. Oh, no. No, no, no. I am not ready for this. No. Yeah, and then we had a couple of other people where we saw what they turned in. We're like, no, you're not where you told us you were. You're not as comfortable with all of this as you led us to believe. Great interview. You know, could talk the talk, but then we see could not walk the walk. But it also means that in addition to all of the time out of last week spent interviewing and then talking about the interviews and everything else, we've given that homework a couple of times and it's starting to filter in, which means now with one fewer guy to do the work and one guy going on he's going to be off on assignment for 3 days this week, everything's going to fall on me this week. So this week is going to suck because I also get to review people's homework, which takes time. So that was it.
Exciting.
Yeah, work shit.
You think a lot about work, Andy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It pays the mortgage. It feeds my child. It pays for my wife's medicine.
Yeah. I guess I just don't think that much about work. Like, I go in, I do it, I leave, I don't think about it. But we also have different jobs.
Yeah, this is true.
My job is more like I'm just a cog in the machine.
Yeah, and my job is, I am the engineer who built the machine.
My job is, what is that machine over there?
What if I press this button?
It reminds me, there's this comedian named Jake Johansson.
Yeah.
Is that person walking their cat? No, that's a dog. Okay. That's a very cat-looking dog.
They used to be wolves. We gotta fucking knock that off. It's getting ridiculous.
Anywho, there's a comedian named Jake Johansson, and he did this joke about the difference between Democrats and Republicans when they get in the power, and like Democrats always get in the power and like, all right, well, we should think about it and decide what's the best choice and, you know, make sure we weigh all the options before we do anything, whereas Republicans get in the office and they're like, let's fuck some shit up before they throw us out of here! What's this lever for? Look out the window! See what's happening!
Unexpected trade war with Mexico! Perfect!
Hey...
Making history.
Sorry, I don't remember what you said that reminded me of that, but something did.
Are you just pushing buttons at your work?
Yes, that's what it was.
Cause you're,
that's what, yes.
You don't know what the machine does.
This is how little attention...
So I guess I reminded myself of it.
How little attention we all pay to Tim, it extends to Tim.
Yeah. Tim be talking, I'd be like, who gives a shit?
What was that noise? Oh, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Words are coming out of my mouth.
Can anyone stop this?
Andy only knows how to fight fire with fire, Tim.
Fire bad!
Words plentiful.
How was your week, little Tim?
It was good. Did we do Stephanie's birthday party this week? No, it had to be last week.
But I feel like we didn't... Oh, we did record.
We didn't talk about it, though.
Yeah, Stephanie's 40 now.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie, our friend. Maid of honor at my wedding.
Old friend. Oh.
She's the same age as you.
I should be even known her a long time.
Oh, sure you did. Stop your
lies. I forget she is pregnant. Like, I saw her. I'm like, oh, right, yeah, that's happening.
That is happening.
It's going to come out.
That can't unhappen.
She's going to come out.
She. It's a she.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. Is that this weird kind of soda jerk retro garage thing? Not weird, but just very kind of thrown together, I would say.
You know, like the walls of a TGI Fridays or a... What else has a lot of shit just splashed on the wall? Chili's? Do they do that too?
No, not Chili's.
Just like a lot of pop... Red Robin.
Yes.
Yes. If the walls of the Red Robin were the entire theme of a place, that's what this place was. But just, you know, like, we can dial it up to 11 and then rip the knob off, cranking it further.
Yeah, there's just like... There's like a little restaurant-y thing inside that had a bar and like... Random scary pirates that Michael didn't like. And
Michael was not a fan of the scary pirates.
But it was so funny because when he first told me about it, he was so casual. We were sitting right next to him. He's like, guess which one scares me the most? <It's> like, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like this one. He's like, no, the other one. And he just went back to eating.
And then,
like, okay.
But then later in the night,
anytime we had to...
I was just going to say, I apologize for derailing, but I finally found something on TV that scared Drew, and it didn't even seem that scary. It was so weird. Because there have been so many times where, like weird shit...
Was it Trump?
What was that?
Was it Trump?
No, it wasn't Trump. No, it was we were watching a show, and there were a bunch of people who were possessed. And the way that they symbolized who was possessed was like their eyes were completely darkened out. So like not like empty sockets or whatever, but just like, you know, basically like black from mid cheek to about eyebrow.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that he freaked right the fuck out about that. He's like, "What's the matter with their eyes?" I'm like, "That doesn't even seem that scary to me."
So now you know how to freak the fuck them out. You're probably gonna do that, Andy, because you're a terrible parent.
No, Jesus! No, I am
no,
a freak
he's
parent.
Not a terrible parent. I'm kidding.
You know, because aversion therapy is a thing, I instead rolled my eyes into the back of my head so he could only see the whites of them. Guess what?
And he loved it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like, Daddy, that's my favorite thing ever. That didn't happen that way.
I was like, really?
No. I did get in trouble with my wife, though. She's like, it is an hour before bed. Stop doing that to the child. Okay. I'll stop.
Why are you scaring him right before bed?
Why are you scared?
Let's do it.
Okay, Randy Newman. What the fuck?
Why are you scaring
him? I don't know why I'm rushing after so hard.
Nice. My wife.
Bye-bye.
You gotta get back in front.
That's what
you kind of
sound like to me. Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel.
Hello, I am Boris.
Hello, I am Boris.
I'm Ukrainian.
We're doing it. We're teaching
calling him. Calling Ukrainian Russian is like calling black person N-word.
Very good.
Yep, he's not going to say that part.
Nope.
Back to Tim.
Yes.
Hi. What's up?
Party.
Scary pirates.
Crazy flair. That, so Noah said he was super casual the first time he mentioned it, but then anytime afterwards, like... It was a kind of a long place, and we had left our stuff on one side, and like most of the action was happening on the other side. Anytime I had to take him to past it, he would freak out. He's like, "I don't want to go past the pirates." I'm like, "Fucking, they don't move."
And
relax.
And I pointed out, I'm like, "I think they do move, Tim. Like, I think they're animatronic. I mean, they weren't moving right then, but."
I was like, "Would you please not help?"
Oh my god, how funny it would be if somebody was controlling those things and just like when nobody else was looking except for him, the pirates moved a little.
Oh, that'd be fucked up.
Funny in a therapy bills future sort of way.
Tim's like, "Pirates, how much again? How about I just make it out to cash and give it to you blank?"
Let's see, and also my wife started this, apparently this has been going around on the internet for a while, this 22-day push-up challenge.
Uh-huh. I'm impressed you're doing it, Tim.
I noticed you got nominated and haven't been doing it.
That's right. I don't do shit people I met before.
So basically, some study in 2013 said that 22 veterans commit suicide every day? I think it was, yeah, every day. Yeah, per day. Well, yeah. not like literally, like there's some quota and they all do it. But I'm saying like when they average it out, it's like 22 per day. So the people are filming themselves doing 22 push-ups every day, and then it's kind of like the ice bucket challenge, but way less fun. And you have to do it for 22 days.
Yeah, you're not gonna get yoked at the end of the ice bucket challenge.
Based on what's happening so far, you're not gonna get yoked at the end of this either.
All right,
how many days are you in, Tim?
I think today is day 6.
How does your nose feel?
Fine.
Okay. I'm
brown? What are we going for here?
Just guessing that your weak little baby arms gave out a couple of times.
He actually is doing well.
In fact.
Oh.
Is he doing push-ups right now? He's got to record himself, though. Is he doing it live?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening anymore, Noah.
Oh, I went on mute. I'm like, why aren't you guys listening to me? I'm explaining all this.
No, for us it was, in fact.
And then you just went away.
Oh, yeah, because I hit the mute button. In fact, I'm going to record them right now is what I said.
Okay.
And you're like, "Oh, how do I see them? Is there a link?" And I said, "No, you just go to Facebook Live, because that's how I do it."
Arnold Schwarzenegger is masturbating.
Wait, you say you're recording them right now?
Yeah, on Facebook Live. I haven't started yet. I'm getting down on the floor, and then I'm going to record them.
Oh, hang on.
Like, why we record?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's exciting.
Hey, hang on. Let's live
what?
Chat Tim's Facebooks. We can critique him. It's Facebooks. His push-ups, whatever. Facebooks, push-ups.
Because what's more interesting than in a podcast than listening to a guy grunt 22 times?
I can't. I don't know.
That is some people's favorite kinds of podcasts.
Hello, I'm in the middle of recording Tancast, but it's day six, and I'm going to do my 22 push-ups for my 22-day push-up challenge for the veterans. Here it goes.
I can't get
there he goes.
All right, no, you just got to tell me. Facebook has been taking a big fat shit on me.
I was going to write, you suck, but I was like, no, that's not nice.
I'm being heckled.
Tim, set your dick to the floor. That's good. Tim, Facebook.
Tim, chest all the way to the floor.
Crap, I can't remember if I was at 15 or 16. You guys are jibber-jabbering in my ear.
17, 13, 14, 17, 12, 15, 19,
1,
7,
2,
8, 90, 11, Schmee's Day.
We shouldn't do this all the time when he does it. Just mess up his count.
I'm pretty sure that was 22, but I'm doing one extra just to be sure.
We're going to be right. Old Orphan Statler to Tim's push-ups.
I don't recommend you do this with Andy or Noah in your ear. All right, see you tomorrow. Good times. I had a hunch we'd get some comedy out of that.
Facebook just loaded. multi-billion-dollar company. What the fuck for?
Well, you know what? I bet if you fire it up more than once every time the comet Kahootek rolls by the solar system, you're
probably
you're
just
ready
looking
to deal
for
with
shit
it.
In cash. It's like, all right, so now we're gonna look. None of this JavaScript is here. Okay, well, surely the CSS. Nope. The Facebook look, seriously? We haven't changed that shit in years. next time. It's all prime, ready to go, like my dick.
Takes out of you, Tim?
What's that now?
Takes out of you?
Yep.
Are you going to keep doing push-ups afterwards?
No. Why would I?
Also, I kind of like, I mean, yeah, it's a good cause. But in general, like when you're doing an exercise, especially if you're out of practice, it's not a good idea to do it every day. I usually like on a rest day.
Yeah, but 22 push-ups isn't really that much, is it? It's
22
not like
push-ups
I'm lifting heavy weights or
quite a bit.
Depends on how fat you are.
Yeah, like push-ups are not an easy exercise as far as exercises go.
Well, they are easier when you're shorter, Noah, because you know angles, mechanical advantage, science shit.
Fuck your mouth.
Oh,
and also the harder if you do it correctly.
Oh, I see.
Well, I didn't see, so I'll just believe Noah.
Yeah, I had a cousin tell me, like, he wouldn't, because I don't, you're supposed to nominate somebody every day, and I'm like, you know what, put yourself in the comments if you want to get nominated, I'm not going to foist this on anyone.
I appreciate that.
And my cousin wrote, like, yeah, you might get more people if you just say anybody who likes this is fair game to be nominated, and he's like, when you do your, and he put it in quotes, push-ups.
Yeah, someone did something
did
where they're like.
Did you immediately nominate him?
Nah, he nominated himself. Huh? He just did it on his own.
Someone did something where, like, I got a pet monkey. And so I commented on it, and, like, it was, like, some trick. And then, like, they send you a message saying you have to do that. I'm like, fuck this shit. I don't like any of this shit. Like, I'll do something if I want it, but don't, like, nominate me. Don't trick me into it. Like,
yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Like, if someone makes a completely nonsensical comment, and if you comment on it, they're like, yeah, you fell into the trap. Now you gotta make one of these comments. Ah! And I write them back, we're not friends anymore.
I just blocked you.
I've reported you to the annoying douches of America Society.
Joke's on you, pal. I already got a charge of membership. I'm not just a member, I'm also the president.
All right, Noah, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I felt like yesterday I had to celebrate Black People Day.
Nice.
I volunteered. Then I saw Hidden Figures.
Here in Redwood City!
I did!
Didn't even let a brother know you were going to be in Redwood City!
I was seeing with my friend Ingrid.
You motherfucker.
And then I got there just in time well, not just in time. I had a little bit of time that I got some food. And then I saw a group called Black Violin, which combines hip-hop and violins and classical music. And it was very good. It was actually really good. Like, they were very energetic, and like it wasn't like, oh, just sit in your seats. They had people stand up. They had people waving their hands. Like, yeah, take pictures, record video. It was a very good show. It was just nonstop. They played for like 75 minutes and just kept going. And they did like a little freestyle where they just made something up on the spot. Like, every show, I guess, they just make something up.
Do any more of them crazy make-em-ups?
I feel like that was the highlight. I went running. I've been running, which I haven't run in a while. because of my anxiety. Like, because my anxiety is related to my health and my heart, and I'm always like, I've been worried about getting my heart rate elevated, but I actually ran for like a straight mile, and I was okay. I didn't die, so that was awesome. Which is also another reason why I kind of didn't do the push-up thing, is just like, I'm still feeling kind of weird sometimes, and sometimes I have a headache, and like, when I do physical stuff, it just makes it worse. Especially when I'm straining. So I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for this. Hello?
Yeah. Just pondering mortality.
I didn't really have a witty quip for that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just like, are we still here?
Yeah.
I also didn't think the pause was that long.
It was a little longer, I think, than we thought.
All right.
But yeah, so that was like, it was a good accomplishment for me. I felt good. I was like, I'm running again. Like, this is where I want to be. Like, that was kind of like one of the last things of like, my anxiety's generally been a lot better. But that's kind of like the one of the last things that, to kind of get back to, let's say, normal before it all happened. It's like being able to run again and like work out and physically exert myself and not worry that I'm like, I might pass out and die.
Yeah, that's
it. I will take that worry and use it as my excuse why I'm not working out. I will free you up to not use that excuse. You're welcome. I'm a giver. Friendship.
So yeah, I would say it's been a good week. Saturday was so good. It's just a good day. And it was weird because like, when I started the day, I was exhausted. Like I'm normally exhausted. And I'm like, is there something wrong? Like, but then once I got to volunteering, I started working, I actually felt fine. I was like, oh, I feel okay. Like, I don't know why. Like, I think sometimes just low-level anxiety, I just feel super tired. I'm like, I just feel like I'm going to fall asleep right now. Very weird. Brain and body is a very weird thing.
It is. Could be sleep apnea. Are you having any other sleep disturbances?
No. As far as I know, I'm sleeping throughout the night. I'm not, like, waking up. I don't think it's sleep apnea because I went away and I was okay. I think it might have been just more mindset. Because like once I started volunteering, I mean, like I think, wouldn't the exhaustion last throughout the day?
I don't know. Because sometimes I've been, you know, like exhausted, and I know it's because I wasn't sleeping well the night before, and I'm pretty sure it was, you know, a little bit of apnea kicking in. Because I do have a very, very mild case of it. But, I mean, yeah, there have been times where I'm sure that it's like, oh, you know, I must have not really slept all that well, but then I rally.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been it. I mean, I'm not... Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I feel okay today. I feel like a little bit tired, but not like I was. Hitting Figures was very good, by the way. I mean, it's very, like, you know, had the Hollywood feel-goody thing, but it was also just a very, like, interesting piece of history, which I would like to learn more about and actually learn, like, what really happened. I mean, I'm not sure they just... I don't think they... I'm not saying they just made stuff up, but...
They typically do for movies. They
yeah. Yeah, like there's one scene...
They don't just be like, oh, let's just do the events as they happened, and I can't see anything wrong with that. All right, roll them.
There's one scene where, what's his name's character, knocks down, like, the colored woman's bathroom sign. And I'm pretty sure I heard that did not happen. Kevin Costner's character. But, like, you know, these people did exist, and I think they did, you know, have a big impact on, like, the NASA program, which is awesome. And one of the women, like, was, like, the first NASA engineer, black African, first woman, and I think African-American, engineer at NASA, which was awesome. And she had like this whole scene about being first, and I was like, oh, this is good. I'm not sure if it happened that way, but it was good. I would say, I don't know if it's a movie you have to see in the theater, but I would say it's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like I'll wait for it to come out. But then again, you know, because it's just our whole thing of, it's definitely a movie I want to see, but it's our whole thing of, you know, unless it's like visually spectacular, we're typically not going to go pay to see it in theaters.
Yeah, yeah. And we were going to go see XXX instead, but they did not start at a time that was conducive to me seeing it and also making my show. I mean, I do not think XXX would be good, but it was just like, we'll watch it. I'm going to see Split today, though, and I'm excited about that.
Oh, Split. I know this. I know the secret twist.
Do you?
Oh, this is the Shyamalama Ding Dong one?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I realized that by making fun of his name in that way, it might sound like I'm being racist. But no, it's just, I think that most of, like, he had one good movie and the rest of his body of work has been utter shit. So making fun of him, not his race.
I would say Unbreakable was good.
Yeah, I would say Unbreakable was good.
And you guys know I disagree with you on that one. Like, yes. I think it had a good nugget in the middle of it. I think the execution was severely lacking because he did not have an editor, like, you know, taking his ideas and turning them into something feasible.
I enjoyed Signs as well.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, even with the whole the aliens are actually demons theory, like, that still doesn't make that movie enjoyable for me. And again, just so fucking plotting. That's I think my biggest complaint against it is like it does not need to be that plot. Like it's not plotting because it's slow and meditative, like Sling Blade. It's just it's fucking plotting. Like it takes for fucking ever to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's how I like it. I paid a lot of money for this movie. Give me some more movie.
Did you spoil it for yourself or did it get spoiled for you?
I spoiled it for myself.
I'm totally gonna do that.
I don't know the spoiler. I think I have a.
Oh well, it turns out
I have a general idea of kind of what it is because I didn't read an article, but I kind of like read around an article, but that said like you should spoil it for yourself. It makes the movie better. Would you
really?
That's what some people felt. Also, some people felt now that they know what the twist is, they want to go see it more than when they didn't know what the twist is. That's what some people comment on.
That's true.
Like you feel like now that you know what the twist is, you want to go see it more.
Not necessarily, but yes. But still not enough to actually want to go see it.
Got it, okay.
So, yes, it did make me more interested in the movie, but not enough to get me off my ass to go see it. If it ends up on Netflix or Prime in a couple months, I might tune in.
So you feel like it's a good twist?
It's an interesting idea.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk about it next week, if both of you are going to spoil it for yourself.
It sounds like Andy's doing it right now.
Well, no, Andy's not doing it right now because now you're both making me rethink that. So now Andy's checking Rotten Tomatoes to see how it has been received.
I think it's pretty favorably.
Yeah. I heard James McAvoy is really good.
Whoa! 74%. That is...
Holy shit! Wow!
I think, Tim may be mocking you, Andy. It is amazing how many times, like... When I was hanging out with you and Danelle, Tim, like, you called people different names. I think we called one of their children Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. Danelle's brother was in town yesterday, and she called him every name but his. She was like, Tim, Michael, Jane, fuck, Matt!
Nice. Yeah, we do that to Drew with the cats. Like, Cora, Drew, stop it.
Wow. You only have one kid.
I know.
How are you fucking that up?
But all three of them are fucking troublemakers. We yell at all of them at some point.
Troublemakers. Oh. I finally saw Creed. I know I don't think I talked about that on the last show.
Yeah. Did it mumble a lot?
I said I was going. What?
Sound like Pearl Jam? There you go. That's the appropriate response.
Stop it. It was good. It was essentially Black Rocky, but with Rocky in it.
Should have been. I mean,
and the acting was good, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not the same story, but it hits almost all the same beats.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a limit to how many different ways you can tell, you know, a boxing story.
Well, of a guy who is not ranked anything getting a chance at the title.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a specific boxing story. That's not a trope of every boxing movie, just ones with Rocky Balboa in them.
This is true.
It was good. I recommend seeing it. Then I also saw, and this is a preview for, I know there's not that many people who listen to this, well, Reg is clearly one, who listen to this and also the Christmas podcast, but I finally saw Love Actually.
Oh! Yeah, what'd you think?
That was a good movie. Yeah. I'd only intended to watch the first half of it because it was like 1 a.m. I'm like, nope, I'm finishing this shit.
the porn standing people were pretty funny.
Yes. That is the biggest budget porn ever.
I have a friend.
It was for a love scene. It wasn't like the dude was like Brad Pitt stand-in or something like that.
Oh, was it?
Oh, was it just supposed to be like a major movie?
Yeah, there
with that much like sex in it. And like, can you massage her boobs for the light? They don't need you to massage the boobs for lighting.
It's going to be very artfully lit and shot, Tim. It's a major motion picture.
This is not how lighting works.
Wait, are you making up alternative facts, Andy?
No, I'm pretty...
Oh, shit. I said we should give Andy 10 minutes on the show to rant about Trump, but now it's like almost the end of the show.
I don't need 10 minutes. I mean, I know we're a week in and like shit is already going downhill with people like getting trapped in like various airports all over the country, unable to return to their homes where they're legally allowed to be and shit like that. But just more of a meta comment. Like there was something about the whole alternative facts and his press secretary saying that, you know, hearing the fact that he didn't have the biggest crowd ever was demoralizing. And I realized that is what a fucking narcissist he is, like a genuine, actual narcissist. That hearing things that are not, like, you are the best, if he does not get the ultimate superlative in everything, that it actually hurts his feelings. And I called him a thin-skinned little bitch, and I regret that because I was wrong. Because the more I thought about it, thin skin, funny hair, overreacts to the stupidest fucking thing. He's not a thin-skinned little bitch, he's a nutsack.
You know what, Andy? I wasn't sure where that was going, but it was worth the journey.
Thank you.
It was his press conference or speech in front of the CIA.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He just went on about like how many people that I'm like, really? This is what you want to talk about here?
Yeah.
Like, and then someone composed like Obama's speech and his speech. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like...
I was like, I think I'm just going to watch Obama's presidency from the beginning.
Can we just start over?
And just... Someone goes, is there a bat signal that we can shine in the clouds to make Obama come back?
Just a head with big ears. I'm sorry.
It's tough to see it, though, because it's black.
He's not the president we deserve, but he's the one we need right now.
Shit.
He was... Yeah, oof. I mean, yeah, he was not perfect, but... He was fucking good.
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of genuine, like, some of them pretty deep problems with Obama. Like, I'm not comfortable with the whole drone strike thing. That was not okay for a variety of reasons, including, like, the, I don't think we should go from President Waterboard to President Distant Murder. Like, this is, like, not the direction we should be going in terms of, you know, potential war crimes here. But, yeah. Still head and shoulders above Bush, and they're going to have to dig new holes to fit Trump's presidency into. We're a week in. Oh, you got to give him some time. Has it been enough yet? When's going to be enough? Oh, but man, I'm sure you guys probably saw the same thing. I know it was posted to Reddit. I found something better than the Bernie or bust people with the, oh, now Trump's president. Well, I couldn't vote for her. It's like, you're talking out of two sides of your same mouth, you stupid motherfucker. I found something better than that. It is the salty tears of regretful Trump supporters.
Yes, I've seen these.
Yes. Like, wait, so you mean the guy who lives in the fucking literal golden castle in the sky wasn't a man of the people? The guy with the provable track record of fucking over blue-collar workers just like you didn't have your best interests at heart? Holy shit!
Andy is teetering on the precipice of madness.
He is. This presidency might break him.
No, you know what it is? I, for the first time in my life, understand the Joker. He looked into the yawning mouth of madness and did the only thing you can do. He went with it.
Yep. That is not disproving what we said. That's hugging it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very close.
I embrace
your
this.
Chest.
I am telling you how right you are and why.
Okay. All right. Whew.
But the good news is we know everything he hears that's negative about him hurts him. So this is going to be amazing. I mean, it is going to suck for us, but we are going to punish the shit out of President Nutsack for the next 4 years.
President Nutsack.
Do you capitalize the Nutsack?
I'm not even capitalizing President.
All right. Well, that's a great place to end it.
All righty.
By the way, I watched Harmon Quest on YouTube.
Four.
Just one episode. It was good. I wouldn't pay for it, but that one episode was really enjoyable with Paul Tompkins. That's all.
Good to know. Thanks.
Harmon Quest, check it out while you still can before President Nutsack ruins the internet.
So from fuck cancer to President Nutsack and then just sort of limping over the finish line.
Tancast.
Consistent.
Consistently shitty.
Consistently shitty since, I don't know, what year did we start?
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Yes,
2008. Yep. Same year my son started. Which one of our listeners said that they went back and did the Tancast, what was it called? Like the Tancast by the numbers or something like that?
That was Dean.
Dean, yes. Yeah, so we like...
And then... oh, sorry.
So pick a number between it was 0 and 93 or 1 and 93 or something like that. And then listen to all the Tancasts that end in those two digits. It's like anybody who picks 07 will be disappointed in the middle. But I realized... Like, how many fucking Tancasts he listened to after he did that? Like, shit, we've done a lot.
But then Roger decided to mess with people's minds, and he tweeted, hang on, let me get the exact quote. Why does our Tancast Twitter feed not notify us about anything happening from any of our friends?
I'm sorry. I don't know if I asked it to unsubscribe that or something. So get back in there. Turn it on.
No, I mean, like, anytime our friends do anything, it's in our notification section. I'm like, I don't need to know everything they're doing.
Oh, that. Yeah,
that's what I have a feed for. Hang on, I'll find it. Say something else funny or something funny.
I'm out.
I got
it. I blew my whole load with President Nutsack.
President Nutsack.
Oh, is it not a tweet? There it is. Rock and Roger, here you go. Blah, 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 blah. I know there was a hashtag in it, so there it is. I did it. I found it. It's done. So he wrote, listening to Tancast episode 207, which has to be the funniest episode ever. My daughter texted me to get the episode number from college. What?
That is random.
I can't tell if he's actually listening to the thing I put up. Which is an April Fool's Day joke for people who haven't been around long enough. Or if he's trying to gaslight our other listeners.
Or just his friends.
Or, yeah. Or if he's just taking a swing at me there. A little like, ha, poke.
I mean, who's he really fucking with? You know, all five of our listeners?
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Never trust movies based on true stories to have actual facts.
Nice.
Not today, 23 push-ups.
Maybe today, you don't know. You lost count.
Hopefully it wasn't 20 or 21.
You just gotta go back. All right, here we go, 22.
Yeah, just post a comment on that video. Here I am, there's the last one.
Nice.
Nice. Be nice.
This week, I hate spending a year and a half training somebody just to start back at square zero. And President Nutsack.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
Oh, we should make t-shirts in the Tan store. Oh wait, we don't have a Tan store so much anymore. We need a Tan store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Zazzle has a Tan store, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Zazzle has a Tan store. The Cafe Press one just blew up, so I don't have a Kingdom Comedy store anymore.
Oh.
Why did it blow up?
No idea. I just went. Someone's like, "Hey, the link to your Cafe Press store."
The
Cafe Press. The company's still around, but all our products are gone.
Hmm.
Huh.
So fuck you, Cafe Press. Lick a bag of my dicks.
Yeah, whole bag.
I've cloned my dicks and put them in a bag.
Nice.
Nice.
That's commitment.
Anyway, we should make t-shirts that have, like, the big comb over a nutsack.
Yes.
And then the presidential seal.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is masturbating. That waddle President under his nutsack chin would really lend itself to that, so, yes.
You know what I discovered, which is very upsetting right now? I really like the song Hail to the Chief.
Wait, are we done recording?
But now... Oh, I guess.
No. I just wanted to sure if this is like a Fortnite cast thing or.
Come on, this is gold. All right, this is gold.
Hail to the Chief. Tell me more.
I like that song, and now every time I play it, President Clown Fart Nutsack shows up. That's it. When I was making the jingle for the Hate to the Chief, and I learned how to play Hail to the Chief on the piano, and then found an app that played fart sounds for the piano, I was like, of course this exists!
Oh, man. And when you pitched that Hate to the Chief, I was like, am I actually going to be able to have enough content to talk about this? Am I going to get just sick of hearing myself whining about this piece of shit president that we're under every fucking week for 4 years? And then I heard the jingle. I was like, I got to live up to it. I got to earn, kind of like with the Nobel Prize, I got to earn this now. Like, this is going to hang over my head.
I might put the orchestrated version behind it. So it's just so like there's the orchestra and the farts over top.
Tim, my penis can only get so erect.
All right. Well, now we're definitely done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because now we're just discussing inside baseball bullshit.
Yeah, and my penis. Which is also
inside
of baseball. Inside
of baseball at the moment. Ah, we went the same way.
Baby seals.
Bump it.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.